Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or something you're dealing with in life, a troubling issue, we want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Our listener line is open right now, and we will welcome your calls at 844-322-2742, and that number's good in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. Call because it is Basic Gospel, and Bob and Andrew, as we get underway today, we want to send our very best wishes to our dear friend, our sister in Christ, and fellow team member here at Basic Gospel, Vivian Gray. Today's Vivian's birthday, and we wish her the very best, so happy birthday, sis.
Yes, indeed, and I know she's enjoying her day, and I know a lot of people on Facebook have already extended birthday wishes to her, but she's special to us here at Basic Gospel. Done so much to help us as far as our mission is concerned. So happy birthday to Vivian, indeed.
Yes.
Well, Andrew, we've been talking this week since February began about the book of Philippians and how Paul was really excited about the Philippians being partners with him in advancing the gospel around the world. The day they heard the good news, they decided to join with Paul and to give of their resources. Anytime Paul needed something, the Philippian church came through, sent him all kinds of contributions to help him in his ministry because they wanted this good news to go out to people around the world. Well, we see that theme through the book of Philippians. We also see this theme of advancing in our Christian life, and that's not something that we do through human effort. That's just part of growing in the grace of God, growing in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And I love what Paul prays in Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. He says, "May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God." So throughout the book of Philippians, we see Paul constantly touching on the fact that God is at work in us, that Christ is going to complete the work that he began in us, that it is God who has worked in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And we see that right here as well, that may we be filled with the fruit of our salvation that is produced in our lives by Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ is the good news. Jesus Christ is the story. He is the message, and when we believe that message, we receive him, and he starts a work, and he's going to complete it, and he's going to fill our lives with the fruit of his righteous character. I can't think of anything more exciting and more breathtaking than that.
Yeah, we are compatible with him, but he's our everything. I mean, you know, it's great that we know our identity in Christ, but part of that identity is that we're dependent creatures. We're designed to live from him, and apart from him, we can do nothing. So we all shout our big amens on Sunday morning at the Vine and Branches relationship, and then maybe we forget. An hour later, a day later, a week later, we forget, wait a minute, I'm a dependent creature. I'm supposed to function as the creation, not the creator. And so I need to look to the creator. He's the designer, and I'm the design. And so, you know, if you're looking for answers for your mobile phone, you might want to look to the designer of it. You look to the Apple Corporation for your iPhone. You look to Bill Gates and Microsoft for some of your software issues. You look to God for some of your issues in life that are most crucial spiritually, whether you need a new heart because you're not yet saved, or after you're saved, you need some new mindsets, some software updates up there in our mind. Well, we're looking to God for all of that. He's the designer. We're the design, and nobody knows us better. So, Bob, I love that we're talking about this because there's no fast track to spiritual growth. There's just Jesus. There's no gimmicks. There's no trends to follow. There's just Jesus. And so we're looking to the designer because he knows us best.
Yes, indeed.
It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us. We'd love to hear from you by phone at 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines right now, and if you have something you'd like to discuss, perhaps a problem issue at home or at the office or wherever it happens to be, a Bible question, a situation you can't quite understand, great opportunity to call right now, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We have some calls on the line. We have calls that have come in overnight. We have some calls from YouTube and Facebook viewers. So we're going to start with B today.
We get calls.
Yes,
we?
Yes, indeed. One of our YouTube viewers. And she posed a question a couple of days ago, and I think it's a really important question, Andrew. She says this: how do we proclaim Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection to people who don't believe, considering the gospel, according to 1 Corinthians 1:18, makes no sense to them? So how do we go about sharing Christ in a way that captures somebody's mind and heart? Is that up to us? Do we have to be persuasive enough or so polished in our presentation that we're going to be able to capture them, or is there somebody else involved?
Yeah, well, we can't argue people into the kingdom. We may be a brilliant trial lawyer. We may have the eloquence of some of the Greek orators, and yet we're still not going to argue people into the kingdom. That is God's job. You know, Jesus said the Son of Man is lifted up, and he'll draw all people unto himself. So that drawing, that inviting, is God's job, not ours. When he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sin, because they don't believe in me, Jesus said. So this is the Holy Spirit's job to convict the world of their need for Christ. It's not our job. You say, well, wait a minute, does that just mean I sit back in a lazy boy chair and go passive? No, it means that you get to be you. You get to be yourself. You get to share your testimony. You get to express your heart. And nobody can take that away from you. If you say Jesus means everything to me, nobody can argue with that. They can't say, well, no, he doesn't, because you have expressed your heart and you're being true to the reality of your life, that Jesus is your everything. So I think we brag on Jesus. We give thanks for the cross and the resurrection. We proclaim his name and what he means to us, Bob. And then we let the chips fall where they may. It's not our job to convince or convict everybody. We would have our work cut out for us, running around the planet with clipboard in hand, trying to pass out all of these convincing arguments to every unbeliever. No, we can rest in Christ, trust the Lord with the moment, and just be ready, as the scripture says, be ready to give an account of this hope that is in us, but with gentleness and respect.
Absolutely. We always had a saying when we used to teach evangelism seminars long time ago, that you share the gospel of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, and you leave the results to him. And we just have that privilege. We have the joy of participating in the work of God by simply opening our mouths and delivering the message. How people respond to that is really God's doing, and that's just ultimate freedom as far as we're concerned. We don't have to be all tied into the results. We're just tied into the opportunity, the privilege of being able to participate in what God is doing here on planet Earth. So, B, hope you're watching today, and thank you so much for that very, very important question. Let's go down to Temple, Texas, and talk to Daron today. Hi, Daron.
Hey, Daron.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
How you doing today?
Doing great. I just had one quick question. I got the whole context of believers in Matthew when Jesus says, I never knew you. And it's clear that he's talking about lost people and false prophets. The key word is, I never knew you. So I got that. The thing I'm trying to understand is when he says that he was speaking to the ghosts, like, you did not feed me, you did not clothe me, you did not give me a drink of water. Like, what is he talking about right there, if you can explain to me with scripture?
Yeah, Duran, that's a great question. You know, I think ultimately he's just saying that there's a lot of hypocrisy among the religious elite. And so they talk a good talk and they use the name of Christ, but he's pointing out their hypocrisy, just like in Romans. You look at Romans 1 and 2. I mean, Paul's point there is that the Jews are condemned under the law. The Gentiles are condemned apart from the law. You who tell people don't steal, do you not steal yourself? He's pointing out hypocrisy there. So, you know, I think what we're seeing in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in this passage that you're referring to and in the Apostle Paul's writing is, look, it's not about the words that are coming out of people's mouths. It's about whether Christ really lives in them. And Christ doesn't produce hypocrisy. He produces consistency as we walk by his Spirit. So I think there are going to be some folks. I mean, Jesus says this, Lord, didn't we do this? Lord, didn't we do that? And Jesus is going to say, well, some of you were busy, but you didn't know me at all. And others of you said you knew me, but you really weren't trusting me for salvation or daily living. So there's going to be some surprises for those who are of a religious type and have just put their confidence in good works. So I think he's simply, Duran, he's pointing out their hypocrisy, and it's love. Because ultimately, when they see where they fall short, they're going to realize their need for him. So I hope that helps. Does that clear it up some?
Yeah, a little bit. I know that, and he's talking about false prophets, you know, they were all in that sorcery, you know, casting out demons and, you know, and all that, call themselves healing. But all that, you know, what they were doing, there's a lot of sorcery going on, and I realize that now.
Well, don't you think also it kind of gets back to exactly the passage we were talking about at the top of the hour, May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. You know, we're made righteous. Jesus Christ comes to live inside of us. We experience the fruit of that righteousness in our lives. And so, you know, Jesus talks about fruit an awful lot in his teaching ministry. And so somebody that's disconnected, somebody that's going his own way, depending upon his self-righteousness for his entry into heaven, he's not going to be producing, or he's not going to be seeing the fruit of righteousness in his life. And that's going to be made obvious at this final judgment when there's the separation of the sheep from the goats. So those who are not caring for the least of these, they're the goats. And it's those that were caring, those are the righteous ones. Now, caring for them doesn't make them righteous. That's just the fruit of Christ's righteousness in and through them. That's what he's saying.
Okay, I got you right. That's right. It's Christ that's producing all that stuff, not us. We're totally out of the equation.
Yes.
And I understand that. Right. And we may be doing it and don't even realize it. You know, it's all Christ.
So. Yes. Yeah. And the scripture, you know, he says that only a good tree can produce good fruit. So you've got your good tree and your bad tree, but there's no middle ground tree. There's no hybrid tree. There's only those in Adam and those in Christ. And so clearly he's talking to people here about those who are in Adam. They talk a good talk about religiosity and works, but they're still in Adam dead, and they need to be in Christ alive. So that's the ultimate goal that Jesus has here, for them to see the difference.
Okay, well thank y'all so much, and that pretty clears it up. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Duran.
Yeah, good
thanks.
To hear
thanks
you.
For your call, and always good to hear from you, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley joining us. I'm Bob Davis. And friends, you know, here at Basic Gospel, our purpose is to help our listeners hear, believe, and live in the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. And that purpose could not be fulfilled without your help. People throughout North America and literally countries all around the world have heard the gospel of grace of Jesus Christ through Basic Gospel. And, of course, we say thank you for your support of that particular message. And when you make your gift in the month of February, be sure to request Bob Christopher's newest CD series. It's called Advance. It's a series that will give you the tools you need to advance in the gospel, to grow in grace and in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be encouraged as well to know that God is using Basic Gospel and working through you and your circumstances to advance the gospel in the world today. So please help Basic Gospel if you can to advance the gospel by making your gift today at basicgospel.net. We have a big prominent donate link right on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. Andrew, we had this question that came to us from Jessica, one of our Facebook viewers. She posed it yesterday, and it is about Matthew 7:22. She wants us to explain that for her. What in the world is Jesus saying in that particular passage?
On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So this fits perfectly with what we were just talking about with Duran. We've got a situation here where there are some false teachers and there are some preachers and pastors and communicators. And as sad as it is, they don't know the Lord. And can we say that confidently? Well, we don't have to, because Jesus already did. He said that in this day, at the end of the age, there's going to be people coming to him saying, look at all the sermons I preached, or look at all the prophesying I did, or look at all the exorcisms I did, or look at all the great religious stuff I did. So if you're at the doorstep of heaven itself and you see yourself bragging about all the stuff you've done, maybe, just maybe, you don't quite understand the gospel. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying here. Depart from me, I never knew you. So this is not a Christian who knew the Lord for a while and then God got tired of them and kicked them out. No, this is someone who never knew the Lord and the Lord never knew them. So again, this is an unbeliever, and they've been duped. They've been suckered by the sales pitch of religion. They've put their confidence in self-righteousness. And we got to come back to what we were encouraging Duran about, that, hey, it's not about us and what we're doing. If we're going to brag at the doorstep of heaven, it's going to be, Lord, Lord, look at all that you did for me. Look at the cross and look at the resurrection and look at your life in me and look at all that you've accomplished on my behalf. It is finished. That's what we'll be bragging about as true believers.
Absolutely. And this isn't something new. I mean, this isn't something that just happened during the time of Jesus, that false prophets started to appear on the scene. They have always been appearing on the scene as far as the nation of Israel is concerned. And here's what God said about them back in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 23:30. Therefore, says the Lord, I am against these prophets who steal messages from each other and claim they are from me. I am against these smooth tongued prophets who say, this prophecy is from the Lord. I am against these false prophets. So he is just saying exactly what God has been saying about these false prophets all along. And how do we distinguish a true voice of God from a false voice? And it's all about the message. If somebody is genuinely giving a message from God, it's going to be the message concerning Christ Jesus. That's the story. That always has been the story. That's always been what God has been getting out to his people since the very beginning of time. It is the story of Jesus. So anyone who says they have a word from God and it's not a word about Jesus has really missed it. They are nothing more than a false prophet.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Emmanuel, who's listening to us in Texas. Hi, Emmanuel.
Yes.
You are on the air.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I was wondering what you guys think of the QAnon group, because a good number of them, they profess to be Christians. but most of their belief system don't seem to conform with the Bible. So what do you guys think of that group and what they stand for?
Well, you know, to be honest, I don't know a ton about them, but I would say what we proclaim here at Basic Gospel has nothing to do with a position to the far right or a position to the far left or any position politically, my friend. I think that our job is to have a bird's eye view of everything, a bigger perspective, because look, I mean, politics in the United States and what goes on there, that's a couple hundred years old. But this message that we're proclaiming is thousands of years old. And that's where we need to keep our attention. So, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of all the political groups. And I know that there's a lot of been a lot of violence and a lot of division and a lot of hatred in our country these last 6 months or even this last year or so. And my prayer is that people will gain focus on what really matters. And it's not a right versus a left or a left versus a right or, you know, we shouldn't advocate for any extreme group out there. What we're advocating for is this message of Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection. So that's what this program is all about, and that's our hearts in this ministry.
Yes, indeed. And Emmanuel, let me point you to a resource, to a YouTube video that we posted yesterday. And there is a movement within Christianity today. It's one of the fastest growing movements in Christianity, not only here in the United States, but all around the world. It has been labeled the New Apostolic Reformation. And what is at the heart and soul of this movement are men and women claiming to be apostles and prophets from God on the same par, on the same level as the apostles that Jesus chose and the Apostle Paul. They're claiming to have the same authority. They're claiming to have divine revelation from God. Many of them are even proclaiming to have had personal encounters with Jesus Christ. I saw something on online today where somebody says, hey, if you want to know what heaven is like, come to my website because I've been there hundreds of times and I can show you.
Oh,
well, she's a prophetess, and they've opened their mouths concerning political things, the political things that Trump is going to be reelected and all of this stuff. And what they're saying didn't come true. And so they fit with these false prophecies. They didn't get a message from the Lord. If they had gotten a message from the Lord, it would have come true. But because it didn't come true, it wasn't from the Lord. We can be very confident in that. We don't have to worry about that. So I think we need to have some discernment. I look out across America and look out at the church today, and boy, we have a lot of gullible people. We'll just listen to anything and anybody if they say it with authority, say it with a sense of conviction. We think, oh, they've got to be right. Well, we need some discernment, and discernment is going to come when we realize that God's message to man is simply Jesus. It is his death, his burial, his resurrection. And when we center ourselves around that story and recognize that we're a part of it, that Jesus Christ has come to live inside of us, then we can recognize these voices and the things that they are saying and say, hey, they're not of God. They're false prophecies.
Yeah.
And we can experience freedom. We don't have to be sucked up into all the confusion and chaos that's going on out there in the world today.
Emmanuel, thanks for your call. Good to hear from you. Hope you'll keep listening. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If there's something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, well, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Some of you have, and we'll be getting to those calls just as quickly as we can. Please remember, in the meantime, Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we hope you'll support this ministry with your gifts at basicgospel.net. And when you donate, be sure to request your copy of Bob Christopher's latest CD series. It's called Advance, and this is your chance to advance your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and help Basic Gospel advance the gospel around the world. Again, donate at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team and for Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be back again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.